Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. One of my new favorite sayings goes like this: live events change lives. Now, I've said this many, many times recently in my emails and in my podcast, and I proved it to everybody again at my third annual but final Perfect Life Retreat last weekend. Now, if you could not be there, I miss seeing you, but I also have great news for you. When I wasn't on stage, I was making tons and tons of notes because my speakers were so awesome. And I was listening to every attendee share their most common questions. I wrote those down and answered them during our roundtable sessions and then made a note to talk about them today. And I also took a lot of big ideas from my friend Jason Capital and Sharon Srivatsa, and I want to share those in this episode. So today, you're getting the top 10 big moments from the third annual Perfect Life Retreat, which I guess should not be annual anymore. We'll do something next year. I don't know what. Hey, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. And it doesn't matter where you're starting out today. You know, if you're a beginner, or if you're already a millionaire, or if you're breaking through to six figures and you want to hit 250K a year, listen, it does not matter. You're going to get massive, massive breakthroughs from the ideas that I'm going to share in today's show so that you can make more money and work less and improve your workplace. We're going to talk a lot about culture and build the life of your dreams. But first, I just want to mention that Early to Rise Radio, you know, it's our podcast. We're on 136 episodes. This podcast is ad-free and totally free because it's brought to you by my books, the Wall Street Journal bestseller, Unstoppable. You can get that and a video course at beunstoppablebook.com. And also my first game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, about how to own your day and control your life. And that one you can get for free at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. And soon, yes, very soon, we'll have the Perfect Week Formula out. I gave a copy away for free to every single person at the retreat. I signed hundreds of copies. It was one of my favorite things to do. And I'm recording the audiobook very soon. So it's not available yet, but it will be very soon. And one of my clients just sent me a message, Isabel Price. She's been working with me for over 10 years now, has an amazing life. And she said, Craig, this is your best book yet. So watch for the Perfect Week Formula, but for now, get the Perfect Day Formula at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. Now let's jump into the show and talk about how live events change lives. What the heck do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is that if you're sitting at home on your couch and listening only to podcasts, which are great, and watching only YouTube videos, which can be good, and reading only books, which are also very helpful, you're still not getting everything that you need in life. And if you don't truly understand what my phrase means, anybody who is at the retreat gets it now. The friendships that were made on the breaks, the breakthroughs that people had, seeing their favorite speakers saying something that they may have heard on YouTube, but seeing it in person, and maybe even having the ability to talk to that speaker after, get their photo with them, clarify something. Man, those were the big breakthroughs. The insights that people discovered, not only about what to do next, but also about themselves. Man, game changer. Plus, we have these amazing little mini sandwiches on the retreat breaks. Plus, we had very, very healthy snacks. Oh, it's just so awesome. We gave away so many things in the goodie bags. We just go above and beyond. And it was really cool. We had this guy, Nick Shelton, there. And shout out to Nick. He goes to hundreds of events. He's been to so many events. He has a course on networking. And he said that the Perfect Life Retreat was the best event he has ever attended. Absolutely awesome. And then I spoke a couple days later at my friend Carrie Shule's Hyperfast Agent event in Washington, D.C. And she was like, well, she also spoke at my event. She was like, Craig, I got to pick your brain for how you ran such an amazing event. You know, we need your help. So it was really cool. And it was really awesome to speak at Carrie's event. I'm going to share some of my takeaways from that one too. It's going to be an epic show here. So let's dive in. Not only do live events change your life, they change my life and make me better. So every time I step on stage, I prepare way more. And, you know, this year, I invite people to join my mastermind at the retreat. And this is the third year that I've done it. The first year, I was pretty shaky. The second year, I screwed up on the content order. So I didn't provide enough value. So this year, I nailed it. I crushed it. We had maximum people join the mastermind. We've actually sold out our January event in Miami, where we're going to have a luxury business owner from Miami speaking. We're going to have my friend Joel Marion. We're going to have my Facebook ads guy, Robbie Blanchard. It's going to be an absolutely epic event, but it is sold out. And we're going to make an amazing event in Toronto in May. Now, this is a high-end mastermind. So if you're interested, just make sure you send me a message at support@earlytorise.com or DM me on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne. Now, there's also more good news. I've added three new one-day workshops to my 2020 calendar. And I've added my annual London, UK, European workshops. I guess they won't be European if they Brexit out of there, but whatever. I'm going to call it Europe. And it's July 10th and 11th. So I'll be in London, England, doing workshops, one-day workshops on July 10th, and then a one-day workshop on July 11th. That is one of my mid-level coaching programs. You get a year's worth of follow-up coaching from me. It is a game changer for sure. So many of my coaching clients have watched my workshop videos and they've done the exercises at home, but nothing compares to doing the workshop in person with me. I had a friend, Jamie McKean. He came all the way from New Zealand for the retreat. In fact, there was about 35 people who flew over 8 hours to get to the retreat. We had five people from Germany. We had one person from Mallorca, Spain. We had a couple people from Holland. We had Northern Ireland, three guys from Northern Ireland. We had one from China, one from Hong Kong, two from Taiwan, one from Australia, and then Jamie from New Zealand. Oh, yeah, and all those Canadians too. We had a bunch of Canadians, but we won't give them that much credit because it snowed while they were gone. So, you know, they should thank me. It's a ton of snow here on the farm up in Canada right now. So I'm enjoying it. And so is Daisy. All right. So Jamie came all the way from New Zealand and he had gone through my workshop videos twice at home, but none of the breakthroughs happened until he sat in the room with five others after the retreat. I did a couple of workshops. So that's when the magic happens, is when you're in the room with other people, because we can give you immediate feedback. We can call you out on your BS. You know, sometimes we have to do that. I have to get my coaches like Bedros and Joel Marion to call me out on my BS sometimes too. We all have a little BS, just like we all have a little earwax from time to time. And if you're walking around with a lump of earwax, you want somebody to call you out on it. And if you're walking around with a bunch of BS about why you can't do this and you can't do that, you need somebody to call you out on it. And I'm happy to call you out on it. So enough of that. Check out the dates on perfectlifeworkshop.com and email me or send me an Instagram direct message if you want to attend one of those coaching events. Absolute game changer. Now let's get into the 10 retreat takeaways. Number one, so many of my readers, fans, followers, coaching clients connect with the Lost Warrior message. So if you haven't seen my recent Instagram posts or heard about the Ballantyne Method, basically, the Ballantyne Method is where you get clarity, you have personal discipline through my habits and routines and rituals, which allow you to build the structure and strategy for your business and your life to succeed. Now, if you don't have discipline, then you are what I call a dreamer, not a doer. You have clarity, you're like, oh, I have these big visions and big dreams for my life, but you don't have discipline to take action. Well, you're nothing more than a dreamer and not a doer. And basically, as Einstein said, vision without action is just hallucination. And I see that a lot, especially in the younger generations. Now, I mean, sure, it's always been that way for all younger generations. It's not like it's new to the younger generations of today, but you know, I see it. They're dreamers. They want to be a billionaire, but they want to be a nomad in Thailand. Well, that's not going to add up to being a billionaire. I'm sorry. Now, the thing is, most people, and you probably do not associate with being a dreamer, not a doer. What you associate with is you're a lost warrior. You have the personal discipline, the habits. You are willing to grind. You are willing to work 10, 12-hour days. And in fact, that's what you've been doing. But you don't have the clarity. You don't know what to do next. And so you become really efficient at the wrong things. And, you know, with all the productivity and efficiency messages today, that's one place where so many people are really messing up their lives. Like, you can get really efficient at going in the wrong direction. Like, if you, hey man, I'm really efficient at going west from California. And I go, well, where are you trying to get to? And they go, well, I'm trying to get to New York. I'm going, well, you could be inefficient and go east and get there a whole lot faster, right? So the clarity is really important. Obviously, the discipline is too. But if you're really disciplined and doing the wrong things, you will only hurt yourself. And you're going to become that lost warrior, grinding yourself into the ground. And I don't want you to be that way. So if you feel like you're at risk of that, let me know. And we'll give you the clarity, which is something that I'm extremely good at. I've helped so many entrepreneurs and so many industries get the clarity they need, but it truly is an individual thing, and that's what we do at the workshops when we go through my vision exercises, which you can test out in the Perfect Day Formula book. So again, if you want to test that out, go to freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. Chapter 23 helps you go through the vision, gives you a little bit of clarity that you can start to overcome that lost warrior phenomenon. Now, we also had another message from my presentations, which really hit home. And that was the 11 out of 10 mindset. Now, what the heck is the 11 out of 10 mindset? Well, every week my coaching clients are asked to rank their week on a scale of 1 to 10. And what I find is that I have three categories of people. I have the category of people who, no matter what happened, it's never better than a 6 out of 10. They're like Eeyore. And everything's always bad in their life. Like, for example, I got one this morning just before I was doing this podcast. Some young gentleman who was at my workshop in Germany last year ranked the week a 4 out of 10 because he met an amazing girl and he couldn't focus on work. And he ranked it a 4 out of 10. Like, what kind of perspective on life do you have if when you meet an amazing girl and you can't think about work, that it's a bad week? Oh man, like so many middle-aged men like myself would give anything to have that feeling of meeting, you know, back when we were young and meeting a young woman and the butterflies that you feel. Like, so many of us would give anything for that. In fact, Jeff Bezos gave like $100 billion for that feeling, right? In divorce money that he paid his wife because he decided to go for that feeling instead of staying true to his promises. So we have those folks. Then we have the folks who actually give a very accurate answer. Like, this was an 8 out of 10. You know what? I had a couple of struggles this week. It was a 6 out of 10. Oh, really great week. It was like a 9.5. And then I have a bunch of clients who are never lower than an 11 out of 10. And I thought that was brilliant. If you look at life as it's never worse than an 11 out of 10, I know that no matter what you're going through, you're going to get through it. And life is going to get better. And for some people, life ends at 28. You know, oh my gosh, you know, I'm stuck here, blah, blah, blah. But for some people, life gets better every day. As Bader Asculian says, the best is yet to come. And so the MC that we had at Perfect Life Retreat, his name was Marcus Martinez. And if he doesn't rank his week a 16 out of 10, and I'm serious, 16 out of 10. Sometimes it's a 19 out of 10. I've had one guy say 25 out of 10. I used to think it was ridiculous, but now I see the value in it. And if he doesn't rank at a 16 out of 10, like if I get an 11 out of 10 from Marcus, I'm like, uh-oh. He either got sick or he had a fight with, he was divorced and now he's getting back with his wife. It's an amazing story. Maybe he got I don't know what to call her. Is it a fiance? If you're going to get married to your ex-wife? I don't know. But anyways, if he has an 11 out of 10, something bad happened. But it's still an 11 out of 10. He still thinks it was a great week. So very, very interesting. And I think the proper perspective is key to persistence. Proper perspective is key to persistence. And one of the attendees said after, like, oh my gosh, Craig, that was a wake-up call. I now have a much better perspective of just how good I have it in life. Even though, you know, his business, you know, he went from making like $250,000 to $200,000 this year. He had a, you know, a bit of a setback. But I mean, some people would say, oh, this is a 3 out of 10 year. No, he realizes this is an amazing life still. Now, kind of in conjunction with that, I taught something, and I actually didn't plan on teaching this, but as I was teaching my first session on the Friday morning at the retreat, I realized this is a great opportunity for me to teach my three P's to change. The three P's to change. And it's a lesson that everyone needs to hear. I did an Instagram video on it. I'm going to do some YouTube videos on it. And if you want to change any habit, here's what you need to understand. You first need to change three things. And I got the first one from my friend James Clear, who says you must change your identity if you want to change a habit. So the first P in change is the person. If you want to stop being late, you must change your identity from a person who's always late to a person who is never late. Oh, I'm always on time. Like Vince Lombardi, 10 minutes early, that's on time. And I've always said that I'm on time, but I've been cutting it close recently, you know, showing up at 1:59 for a 2 o'clock meeting. I'm going to improve my game here. I'm the type of person who does not show up at the last minute, even though I show up on time. And another one of my favorite sayings is, to be early is to be on time, to be on time is to be late, and to be late is unforgivable. And I first heard that from Penn Jillette, not the comedian, and he was not doing this during his comedy, but he was actually speaking at a libertarian conference that I was at. He is a libertarian. It was an investment conference that I was at for Porter Stansberry, my friend Porter, and they had Penn Jillette speak in Vegas, and he was a great speaker. It was before he lost all his weight with like the potato diet or whatever he went on, but he was a really great speaker, and he said that, and I really liked it. Now, after you've changed the person, you have to change the planning. The planning. You have to do better preparation than ever before. And that's the first pillar of success from the Perfect Day formula. Because I realized in my weight loss transformation contest that I ran years and years ago, that people who entered the contest and had tried to lose weight in the past, well, they never really had a good plan. And when they finally got a better plan for their diet, when they finally did their meal prep on the weekend, when they finally had a workout program to follow, shockingly, surprise, surprise, they got great results. Like if, you know, remember when we were kids and we got these treasure maps? Well, we didn't get them, but we saw them in comics and, you know, in movies like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, that movie. You know, there's an X marks the spot, and then there's the dot, 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 dot to get there. Okay, great. Now imagine you were going to find the treasure and you didn't have the map. Well, you're not going to find it. But if you have the map, and there might be some obstacles in the way, as there always are, but at least you got the map and you know where to go. Then finally, the third P after the person and the planning is the punishment. You must have significant consequences for not following through on what you claim to do. What that means is that so many people say, oh, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to change this habit, or I'm never going to hit the snooze button again. And then they hit the snooze button because there's no consequences. Like if you said, I'm never going to hit the snooze button again, and then all of a sudden, you know, your local sheriff came by and said, hey, we heard that you promised that you're never going to hit the snooze button again. And we just want you to know that we just passed a new law that anybody who says they're never going to hit the snooze button again, if they actually hit the snooze button, they're going to jail. And you're like, oh, things just got real. Because before, there were no consequences. You were like, yeah, I'm never going to hit snooze button again, bro. And then you hit the snooze button. You're like, you know what? Starting tomorrow, I'm never going to hit the snooze button again. But, you know, if there was an actual significant consequence for you hitting the snooze button, you probably wouldn't hit it if you knew you had to go to jail. So if you're missing that link, right? Like if you find yourself promising that you're going to make a change over and over and over again, and you don't make the change, it's because there is no consequence. And you have to decide a significant consequence on what that might be. Some people pay money to a cause that they don't like, you know, a political party that they are in opposition to. I had a client who was not a big fan of Bernie Sanders, and he said if he slept through his alarm, he would pay a certain amount of money to Bernie Sanders. And sure enough, the day that he did, he showed me that he paid Bernie Sanders. That's one way to do things. So the person, the planning, the punishment. When you change those three P's, you can change your life. Now, number four, the fourth big thing at my retreat came from my friend Jason Capital. So many people loved this. Now, let me give you a little context here. So Jason Capital steps on stage at my event and starts speaking gibberish. He goes, and he's doing hand signals and he's looking at people. And I knew what was coming because I know Jason's an amazing speaker, but there is probably some people freaked out. And so Jason told people, if you can do this, if you can step on stage in front of about 300 people, now remember that public speaking is one of the greatest fears of most people in life. And yet Jason, not only was he going up and doing public speaking, but he was willing to go up there and speak gibberish because Jason picked this up in college when he wasn't successful, when he wasn't popular, when he wasn't cool, when he didn't know how to interact with people. And he thought, you know what, if I just go and make a whole bunch of noise and look like an idiot in public, it builds my NGAFM. And I changed this obviously because he used a different word, but it's the not give a fudge muscle. You're not give a fudge muscle. So he built this up. It's like your ability to not care what other people think is actually a skill. And everything's a learnable skill, as I said at the retreat. That's one of my main messages in life. You can build up anything. I used to be horrible at doing these podcasts. Now I'm rambling off a lot of good stuff and, you know, I got some good jokes in here. But I wasn't good before because I was too inside my own head. I was like, oh, what are people going to think of me? And I don't care. Like I said, bro, and maybe you're like, I don't like it when people say bro. And I'm like, I'm not giving a fudge over here because this is the show and I want to entertain and educate. So Jason went up there and he got everybody to go together. It was really cool. It was a really great moment, a game changer. And people are like, because they've heard me tell them, like, listen, you can't worry about other people. And, you know, if this is stopping you from making videos, like you can't talk into your phone, it's going to hold your business back. Because our next speaker, Carrie Schuhl, who was going to give us our next tip here, Carrie built a very big real estate empire in Washington, D.C. She's an amazing woman and she built it mostly through video. And video is the future. It doesn't matter if you're a plumber. It doesn't matter if you are an author. It doesn't matter if you want to be an Instagram influencer. There's very, very few people that are doing it without video, being comfortable on video. And anybody can get good at being on video. You just have to build up your not give a fudge muscle. So that was really cool, really fun. That led in perfectly to number five, which is the selfie script that Carrie Schuhl taught us. And it was very simple. It was just like four steps. I can't even remember exactly what it was, but it was just how to open a video. And I've talked about, my friend Billie Jean has one too. Billie Jean is very famous in the YouTube and video marketing space. And it just simply, you just need an opener like, hey, isn't it frustrating when as your opener? So that's like step one. And then the final step is just like, make sure you have a clear call to action. Then you tell a little personal story and then you show a little social proof. So it's all very simple. And Carrie's been doing Facebook Lives and selfie videos and all this stuff. And she followed Jason. But the funny thing was, is she didn't see Jason talk. And then she had everybody get up to make, there was going to be 300 people making a selfie video all at once. And everybody got up and started going, and she just looked very confused because she showed up right at the end of Jason's presentation and didn't see him getting everybody doing that. And so she was thrown off a little bit, but then she had everybody put their phones up in front of their face. Everybody did a Facebook Live. Not just a selfie video, but a Facebook Live from the event. It was a real beautiful form of chaos. They were all saying the same thing. And what Carrie taught is that video is good and you better, or video is key and you better get good. Because if you don't, it doesn't matter what industry you're in, your competition is getting good at video and you're going to get left behind. And if you get good at video, you're going to leave them behind. So number six is we did a really great bonus session. And my friend Sharon Srivatsa, who is a guru, he's been on the podcast twice. and he's one of my best friends, and he dropped so many real estate secrets about how to find commercial properties and how to do multifamily investing, all this really cool stuff. So, you know, it was the sixth thing there was just his real estate knowledge is insane. And one of the things, one of the tips that didn't make my list, but is a great idea. If you're doing an event, this was a surprise bonus. And yet this 45 minutes that we did at 7:30 on Saturday morning, I mean, people are going to get $500,000 or $1 million of profitable value out of this over the years. I mean, it was so good. It gave me a ton of value and gave me a few killer ideas for my family's real estate investments. We didn't record that session, unfortunately, but I'll tell you this. The thing that got that really got everybody in the room excited was that if you have your real estate license, and that's not that hard to get, you can earn 25% referral fees out of the commissions. So let's say for $1 million house, you know somebody that needs a real estate agent, and you introduce them to a real estate agent who sells the house, and you also have your real estate license, you can earn 25% of the commission. And so I don't know, what's $30,000 commission? You would get 25% of that. So I was like, my sister really loves real estate. She's in between consulting gigs right now. I'm going to get her to become a real estate agent and I'll be able to help her refer people and she doesn't even have to do any sales and we can make some money. So I thought that was really, really cool. And he was just dropping knowledge of like this all day long. And then he went into his own presentation. So he was busy on Saturday morning and he can rock a presentation. He is absolutely awesome. He's so insane. He makes these voices and he sounds like Grover from Sesame Street. He really, truly does. He sounds like Grover from Sesame Street and it's awesome. And I love it because no matter how many times I've seen him talk, he never does the same presentation. And yet every presentation he does, like you get $100,000 worth of value. It is insane. And he loves saying the word, it's insane. He does truly say that a lot and it's awesome. Now this time he dropped a killer sales workflow. So it's like, he showed us everybody in the audience, like, here come the leads in here, then you move them to here, then you move them to here, then you move them to here, then you deliver value here, then you move them here, and then you make the close. And it was so good. It was so good. It was insane, as he would say. Now, we also had another sales presenter there, and his name is Xander Fryer. Xander Fryer has taught me so much about sales. It's absolutely amazing. And he's only 30 years old. And it's a totally different approach to sales than almost everybody is teaching. It's selling without, it's sales without selling. So you know, everybody who says, oh, I don't like feeling sleazy. Like this is, there's no pressure to it. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. And Xander left us with a quote at the end. He said, it's not about you. It never was and never will be. It's not about you. It never was and never will be. And what he meant there was that many people like myself, you know, as an introverted person, you have so many thoughts going on in your head and it's like, oh, what does this person think of me? What do I say to this person? And if you spend your time in your head thinking it's about you, then you never have good conversations. You never had good social life, all that sort of stuff. And so what Xander's saying here, not only is the sales process not about you, it's about solving somebody's problem, not about you getting the sale. It's about solving somebody's problem. So that's why you spend time asking questions and listening, not, you know, verbal diarrhea on them and talking yourself out of a sale, but asking great questions and listening. But it's the same with just good conversation and being a good friend and being a good leader. It's not about you. It never was, never will be. He had everybody say that together. It was a very powerful moment at the end of his presentation. He had everybody get up standing and say that. And then he ended his presentation. So he got an automatic standing ovation. And I called him out on that. I'm like, hey, did anybody else notice? And a few people were like, yeah, that was funny. But another attendee said something about Xander's presentation. There were a few nuggets that made him realize most of us are not charging enough, that people need to be uncomfortable with what they are paying so that they become invested. That's like Xander sells high ticket coaching. And he says, listen, if you're selling low ticket coaching, people are not going to value it. People don't value free. They don't value $29 stuff a month. They have to be investing a good amount of money into your stuff so they actually follow through and do the work. And then the other big insight that my client had was that I need to get out of my own head for charging that much because they truly need me. And I'm doing a disservice by not providing a service to them. And I totally agree with that. Now, the ninth lesson is WIIFM. Maybe you've heard this. If you've done any copywriting, you've definitely heard this phrase. And 99 out of 100 beginner entrepreneurs and wannabe influencers get this all wrong. But Jason Capital came in and made one of the most important points of the weekend. WIIFM is a copywriting phrase that stands for what's in it for me. What's in it for me? And when we say that, we are saying that question from the reader's perspective, from your perspective as you listen to this podcast. When you listen to this podcast, at the start of it, I tease you with like, hey, there's going to be great lessons in here. Because you're listening to this podcast and you're like, I've got a million other podcasts I can listen to. What's in it for me to listen to this one? What's in it for me to watch your YouTube videos? What's in it for me to hire you as a real estate agent? What's in it for me to read this book? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Okay, so everything you post, share, create, and communicate must properly answer that question from the prospect. What's in it for me? Very important, because most people, we're spouting facts about ourselves and we're saying, here are the features of the thing. Listen, what's in it for me, man? What's in it for me, bro? What's in it for me? You're telling me all this stuff about how I need to buy from you, but you're not telling me how what you're selling is going to solve my problems. And Zander's sales methods are all about helping the other person and make it clear what's in it for me. Then number 10, we had this amazing speaker. So if you ever run events, if you ever go to events, if you have any input on events, you're going to want to have Carrie Shule, Sharon Srivatsa, Zander Fryer, Bedros Koulian, who spoke as well, and Jason Capital. You want to have all these people. They're absolutely amazing. But if you want a high energy, absolutely amazing presentation on workplace culture, you must get Martin Rooney. Martin Rooney. You can get him. His website is trainingforwarriors.com. I've had him speak at my events all the way back in 2012. This guy tells stories that tug at your heartstrings, gets everybody excited, but he also delivers great content. It's not just rah-rah stuff. And so the takeaway that everybody had from Martin's presentation is that setting the culture in our businesses is our number one job. Number one job. If you have a great culture, you can overcome great challenges. But if you don't have a great culture, you will have more problems. That's so important. So important. So understand that, and it will change your business. Make sure you look up Martin Rooney on social media. Make sure that if you have any type of event, if you have speakers come into your corporation, get Martin Rooney. Martin Rooney from trainingforwarriors.com. All right, a bonus tip. Number 11 is the evolution. The evolution in my clients was so amazing. I've had people come into these events for 3 straight years. Some of them who couldn't hold a conversation with a stranger. Some of them whose businesses were non-existent and who are now making $40,000 a week. A week. Amazing. Amazing. I've seen young men and women blossom into strong young men and women, absolutely amazing. I've seen marriages improve. I've seen people get engaged at my events. I've seen people meet their boyfriend, girlfriend, future spouse at my events. It's absolutely awesome. Live events change lives. They change mine more than they change anybody else's, but they change yours too. I'm just, my heart sings and it puts, you know, we had a few of these folks up on stage telling their stories, and it put tears in old Craig Ballantyne's eyes, I'll tell you that much. Now, that was my retreat, and those were my top 10 takeaways. But wait, there's a little bit more here. I want to keep going, because from there, so I did a workshop on the Thursday. I did the 2 days of the retreat, including roundtables on the Friday night, where we let everyone meet our speakers and ask them their questions. So basically, you get free coaching. And then on the Sunday, I did another workshop. And then from there, I flew to Washington on Monday. I am very grateful. I had a hassle-free travel day. So I had to fly from San Diego to Minneapolis. It was very, very cold, but there was no snow. And then from Minneapolis to Washington, and everything was on time. And the Minneapolis airport's really cool. And everybody in Minneapolis is so nice, so awesome. So it was just a really wonderful travel day. Very grateful for it. Because if you're a road warrior like old CB here, you know what it can be like. You know what it can be like. And shout out to Delta. I love flying on Delta. I actually love United too. I really enjoy my United flights. And I don't fly American that much, but I'm sure that there's some pretty good American people out there too. And I actually love flying Southwest. It's probably, in some ways, it's my favorite airline to fly. Anyways, that has nothing to do with events, but I just wanted to get some shout outs there. So now after San Diego, I flew to Washington to speak at the Hyperfast Agent real estate event. And one of my clients was in the audience. So it's funny, Martin Rooney made everybody at our event get involved in a mass rock, paper, scissors tournament. And then I think Carrie stole that from my event because she had all her real estate agents do it before my presentation. And then I came up and I actually had some new jokes in my content, which people said they laughed pretty hard from my presentation. And I did my presentation on Instagram sales, but my friend Lenny, who was in the audience, he gave me 5 takeaways from the event, which I think are really powerful to share with you. So the first one is, conversions happen in conversations. And this is a message that Bedros and Jason Capital and myself have shared over and over and over again, but live events change lives. And Lenny said, hearing that in person, it finally really clicked. And I realized that I need to be speaking to people more frequently. Very true. And that's what Sharon says for real estate agents. Just get more meetings in person. That is how you grow your network too. The second thing that Lenny said is seeing top performers in person makes everything feel more real. Again, you can watch the videos from Tony Robbins, from Shanda Sumpter, from Sarah Blakely, from Jesse Itzler. Doesn't matter who, but actually being in the room and hearing them speak to you in a more personal way, that's what makes going to the next level so much more real. Follow-up is important, is Lenny's third takeaway. So I'm not familiar with Ryan Serhant, but in the real estate world, he is a celebrity. And Lenny said that when he did his presentation, it was a game changer, and he made Lenny realize that he wasn't following up with leads enough. So he's probably lost clients because he didn't follow up with them. And I see this all the time. We have what we call monster follow-up in our business, and people are always like, Craig, I'm going to sign up with you, but I just want to say your follow-up sequence, man, it's incredible. We have 13 steps in our follow-up sequence. And then we come back after 24 days, but 30 days and try again. Because, hey, listen, if you sought me out, you obviously need help, and I'm not going to let somebody who needs help get away. Number 4, you can get clients with fun activities. So there's a woman named Lana Rodriguez. I didn't see her presentation, but she talked about generating real estate clients from having fun live events. And everybody thinks it's got to be like some hustle networking. Well, why not bring people together? And I'm a big fan of live events because live events change lives. And then finally, closings happen regardless of the market. And it doesn't matter if you're a real estate agent or not. This is a powerful message because everybody thinks, oh, the market, you know, whoa, what's the economy like? Well, listen, forget about it. If the economy is bad, that doesn't mean you get to stop trying. In any industry, whether it's real estate or coaching or bathtub sales or whatever. Like if the housing market is down, too bad. You got to go and sell your bathtubs. Jeez, come on, people. All right. So, you know, the last thing that Lenny said was very important. He said, you know, Craig, I heard about the event. I didn't want to go. I'm busy. I'm an introvert, but I want to thank you for nudging me to go. I'm really glad I went. It changed my life. Yes, it will change your life. Listen, I know maybe you've been to an event where it was a pitch fest and, you know, that burned you. But even in a pitch fest, you can find stuff. You can meet people. You can, every time I go to a bad event, I go, oh, this was just a lesson on how to not to run an event. And I've got quite a few of those because I have had great events. So many people said, this was the best event I've ever been to. and I mean industry veterans. So I want to talk about how you can manufacture your own events. And this is a lesson that I teach a lot of my beginner clients. Okay, listen, Craig, I have 250 followers on Instagram. Nobody's following me, very little engagement. You know, it's hard to get clients. I mean, listen, I was once like you. You know, I was once a broke, struggling, binge drinking, socially awkward, introverted personal trainer who used to be a farm boy. Like, you know, what kind of odds are you giving that person in life? I had nothing. I started with nothing. Yet I started an email newsletter with, you know, 15 people. And in a year, in 1999, I had 3,000 people on the email list. I didn't have an opt-in because I didn't have a website. I was just sending an email newsletter about exercise, and people would, you know, people would forward it to other people. And then they would say, hey, can you add me to the list? And I would put them in a Microsoft Word document. And I had 3,000 people that I was sending the email newsletter to through Hotmail. And in 1999, I don't know if it's still true now, you can only send it to 50 people at a time. So I had blocks of 50 people in a Word document, and I would copy those 50 and I would put them in the BCC. And then I'd send the email, and then I would copy the email, and I would copy another 50, put it in the BCC. It took me 75 minutes to send an email newsletter. I got resourceful because I didn't have resources. And so, if I was you starting with nothing today, then I would go and I would start making my own events. Because if I make an event and I only have six people there, six people are going to put it on their Instagram, and I'm going to be able to film some video of me and get photos of me in front of group. And now all of a sudden, oh, this guy must be something special. He does events. Because everybody thinks if you do an event, you're a celebrity. If everybody thinks if you put video online, you're a celebrity. Everybody thinks if you can actually stand up in front of other people and talk, you must be some type of celebrity because everybody else is too terrified to do it. Right? So go and have an event with six people in a room. Try and get a room where you can do the event for free. Maybe it's somebody's gym. Maybe it's a meeting room at a WeWork. Maybe, I don't know what it is. Maybe you live in a condo and you can sign out the room, the meeting room there for 3 hours, and you get six people to pay you $100. Or, you know, if you live in the UK, 100 quid. I love saying that because people are like, how did you know that word? And you know, whatever it is, 100 bucks, 100 quid, 100 pounds, $100, whatever it is. And maybe half of them pay, and maybe you give three tickets away. Now you got six people in a room and you do an event for 2 to 3 hours, and maybe you sell one of them into coaching, but you get six other people putting your content on social, and you film some videos that you can put on all your platforms like LinkedIn and YouTube, where people see, wow, this person speaks in front of other people. I should follow him and maybe hire him for my event. You're not going to become a millionaire overnight doing this, but if you do 20 of those in a year, you're going to have a much bigger following. You're going to have more clients. You got to be resourceful. You got to be resourceful. So you can do it, and you can do it fast. Okay, my friend? Now, have more events. Start small. Build up. I had a friend who joined my mastermind a year ago, and he, for his first event, decided to try and have 1,000 people at it. And he hired Tom Bilyeu, who's $50,000 a speech. And fortunately, he was able to get Tom to cancel because he only got 200 people, gave away a lot of the tickets, lost a lot of money. So don't start big, start small, work your way up. You know, in 2007, I had my first event. I had 53 people at it. Fortunately, I had built up a celebrity by then. I was able to charge $2,500 a person. And I had fitness gurus like Vince Del Monte and Brad Pilon and Mike Geary and Chris Lopez and Alan Cosgrove and all these people at the event. But, you know, I didn't try and get 1,000 people in there. But I have spoken to 1,000 people and more at Fitness Business Summit. You know, Bedros started Fitness Business Summit in 2007. He had about 100 people in the room. He didn't even have a stage, so nobody at the back could see him. He had a handheld microphone. But you got to start somewhere. Just start. And eventually he got it up to 1,000 people, and he was making millions of dollars per event. Now, I've been to dozens of events, and I've swiped the best ideas from Dan Kennedy and Yannick Silver and Ryan Dice and Tony Robbins. And when people ask me, how did you make the retreat so amazing? Here's my reply. One, I made the networking easier because I've been to too many events where as an introvert, where I walk in, there's 800 people at the first Dan Kennedy event I went to. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm terrified in here. Fortunately, a couple of my readers knew that I was going. And so they emailed me and they connected with me, but I was running out of the room, you know, because I was like, I don't talk to strangers. You know, I was taking the stairs instead of the elevator. So I decided at my event that when you get your name tag, there's three names on the back of people you need to meet. And this has never been done before that I know of. And now everybody can go and meet these people. And there's a reason why you need to meet these people. I spent 12 hours on this. It's like, oh, Bruce is coming. He needs to meet Isaac, who's a copywriter. Great. And Bruce goes, oh, who's Isaac? Oh, that's the right guy over there. Oh, great. I'm going to go talk to him. And now instead of like, you know, these people standing in the elevator, maybe not even knowing they're at the same event, they know each other. We also go overboard. We go overboard on snacks. So we have amazing snacks at our events. And here's a fact, like if you take nothing else from this podcast, here's a very important fact. People like snacks. They love snacks. Love snacks. At our first event, we had good snacks. But we had a guy complain there was not enough snacks. He's like, man, you know, we're sitting in here for a long time and, you know, I don't know if there was enough granola bars. And these were like homemade, amazing granola bars. I'm like, are you serious, dude? Like you knew you were coming to an event where you're going to be in a room. And yes, there were breaks and there was, you know, plenty of snacks, but like you didn't think to bring your own snacks. Like if you can't sit in a room for, not only did they have a 90 minute lunch break where this person could have had, you know, more food. It's like, man, I don't know how you operate at home. Like you must just like have an IV of snacks going into your arm. Anyways, people love snacks. Make sure you go overboard on snacks. So every year we put more and more snacks out. And again, we had these amazing Reuben sandwich snacks in the one afternoon. And I get really sad when people don't eat all the snacks or all the food at my workshops. You know, we put an amazing lunch together at my workshops because I work people hard. I'm going to feed them well. And I get really like, you know, environmental in my head. I'm like, oh my God, that there's a chicken thigh left over. What's going to happen to that chicken thigh? Please, I hope they let the employees eat the chicken thigh. Otherwise, it's going to be food waste. Anyways, we go so overboard that there is a little bit of food waste, so don't get mad at me. Now, we also go overboard on the goodies and the gift bags because people love free stuff. They love free stuff. I know that's shocking, but people love free stuff. They can never get enough of it. They had four books. They had two protein bars. They had something from my friends at Organifi. They had something. They had a couple other things. You know, you can never have enough stuff in the goodie bag. And listen, I'll be honest. I've gone to enough events where I'm pretty excited to get the goodie bag. You know, the bag where you put your binder and stuff. And I rifle through and I see like what kind of snacks they're getting. We're you know, humans are weird. We like snacks and free stuff. All right, the third thing we do is we offer bring a friend for a very low cost because we want to get as many people as possible in the room to change lives, but also we offer the bring a partner, spouse, friend for $97 because we offer my mastermind. And if people are at the event and I offer the mastermind, they go, oh, well, my business partner, my wife is not here because they didn't want to buy a ticket. I'm like, oh, this conversation's not going to go well. But if their wife is sitting beside them, they can have the debate and come and talk to me as many, many people did before they signed up for the mastermind. And now we don't have to do 3 hours of phone calls. So bring a friend. And I learned this from my friend, Shanda Sumter. She spoke at my 2018 retreat. She spoke at our Empire Summit. And she gets over 1,000 high-performing women to her annual Heartcore Business event. Real game changer there. Number four, turn clients into celebrity. So we focus on recognizing and highlighting our client success stories. We use examples in my presentations. We point out folks in the audience and we bring people up on stage. And we want people in the audience to say, hey, they're just like me, so I can do it too. Number five is we stay on time. Like this is a surprise with the most disciplined man in the world. But you've all been to events where it's like, man, these speakers are going on way too long. Everything's late. Everything, you know, the 4 o'clock speaker's not starting till 4:30. I didn't want to hear the 3 o'clock one. This is a waste of my time. So as you can imagine, I'm militant about it. And we also have a culture at our events where, listen, you show up in the morning on time. You know, you don't go out drinking and partying. And a lot of people usually go to events where they get really drunk and hungover and they miss the morning sessions. And that's not what it's about at my event. Like, we're here to get stuff done. Otherwise, stay at home. Stay at home and wake up hungover on your own couch. Culture is king, as Martin Rooney said, and we set the tone for our events. And that's why people get so much out of it. Most important, though, number six, is that we have world-class speakers like Martin Rooney, Sharon Srivatsa, Carrie Shull, Bedros Koulian, Jason Capital, Xander Fryer, etc. I only had to pay a small amount for Martin because everybody else has had me speak at their event. And so it's also, that's why we have the event in San Diego. It's easy to get our speakers. Most of them are in Southern California. It's also, everybody likes to go to Southern California. So that's why we have it there. Now, I'm super grateful for all the people that spent 24 hours traveling from Frankfurt and Mallorca and Lisbon and Auckland to get to San Diego. And then one other thing is that we don't have a pitch fest. Like, if someone's coming 24 hours, I'm not going to have all pitch, no content. We make one offer. We offer my mastermind and that's it. And then the last thing that we do to make our events so great is that we do weekly walkthroughs. So we have our team do a minute by minute walkthrough several times on the phone together. And we go, hey, let's say Joe attendee shows up at 3 o'clock. What's he going to do? Then where's he going to go? Is there going to be enough information about registration? And then what's he going to get in the goodie bag? And then am I going to be there to sign books? And then what's he going to do after that? And then, you know, are we going to have breakfast in the morning? And we just make sure that everybody on my team goes, hey, listen, what about this? What about this? Oh, what happens if this? And that's how we've walked through and figured out and eliminated all the bad stuff and made sure all the good stuff is at our event so that people have an amazing time. So it's so easy to run great events if you put your heart into it and you remember what Xander said. It's not about you. It never was and never will be. So listen, I don't want you to ever miss another one of my events. We had, and this kind of broke my heart a bit, 43 no-shows at the retreat. People that said they were coming and they didn't. I followed up with the no-shows. I got some weird excuses, but you know, most important is that those no-shows, those people who did not show up at the event, were complaining about how they were stuck and struggling in life. And I'll tell you what, there's one thing I know, and that's you have to leave your comfort zone if you want to achieve anything. Remember, I'm still a bit of an introvert that wants to stay in my hotel room at events. And I've gone to 36 events, but I knew that's not how I grow. And I never stay home anymore. Joel Marion's mastermind. It's $100,000 to be in the group. I was the first person to join. I joined within 10 seconds and I joined because I knew I wanted to improve myself. And I was there until 11 o'clock every night at all the events. I didn't skip anything like I used to do in the past because live events change lives and live events will change my life for the better. So if you didn't attend the retreat, I think you made a mistake. If you knew about it, your problems would have been solved. Your success would have been elevated because we pour our hearts and souls into our events because we know it's magical for you. So listen, if you're struggling in any way, the solution is to come to my next live event, to come to my workshop. So check out the calendar at perfectlifeworkshop.com and find a way to get in the room. All right. So listen, from broke farm boy to coach of, you know, hopefully one day a million millionaires, I want you to be the next one. So it doesn't matter where you are right now, in debt, break even, just starting, late for retirement, hitting six figures, grossing seven, but not keeping six. Don't worry. I've been there and I'm going to help you out. So if you want to be at one of my next live events, or if you simply have feedback on today's show, send me an Instagram direct message at @RealCraigValentine or email me at support@earlyrise.com. And then head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, drop a comment on this show, and let us know what you thought of this episode. Because life is too short to not go after what you want. And if you want something, one of the best things to do is get out of your house, get to live events, because live events change lives. And my next ones can be found at perfectlifeworkshop.com. We'll see you soon.